From the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jennifer Pemberton. As coronavirus continues to spread in the state, Governor Mike Dunleavy and state medical officials doubled down on Thursday on the message that Alaskans need to socially isolate themselves. They say the state simply does not have the medical infrastructure to handle a surge of COVID-19 cases. The state's chief medical officer, Ann Zink, says the state is working to scale up its ability to respond to the virus, but it's not going to be enough if Alaskans don't work to slow the rate of infection.
All of the modeling and all of the predictions show that the current infrastructure in Alaska alone is not going to be enough to handle this disease.
Zink says frontline medical workers are at a higher risk of contracting COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus. And because medical supply chains have been disrupted globally, they're having to ration safety equipment like masks and gowns.
And literally every day that we can buy to get more PPE for the frontline, to get more ventilators, to get more alternative care sites set up, helps us to be able to help you when we see this disease really take hold in Alaska.
The coronavirus primarily affects the lungs. In severe cases, patients have to be hooked up to ventilators to survive. Other states that currently have major outbreaks are reporting significant shortages, which means medical providers are making difficult decisions about who gets them and who doesn't. For days, reporters have been asking how many ventilators the state currently has, and Zink has said repeatedly that it's tricky to pin down. She says individual hospitals are supposed to self-report that number to the state, but it's not mandatory. Between hospitals, surgical centers, and private practices, Zink estimates there are about 200 ventilators in the state, but she says that's not representative of how many adults could be treated at one time. Some of the ventilators are built for children or especially built for travel and would need to be repurposed. The next update from the governor's office is scheduled for 5 p.m. today. You can watch on 360 North TV or at ktoo.org. Alaska's first in-state coronavirus death was reported today at Alaska Native Medical Center in Anchorage. The Anchorage Daily News reports that the hospital said it tested a patient on Monday for COVID-19. By Wednesday, the state lab reported that the test came back positive. The patient, who was isolating at home, experienced a rapid deterioration of their condition, the hospital said. The emergency department was notified and the patient returned to the hospital. The hospital said the patient died due to complications of coronavirus. At last report from the state yesterday evening, there were 69 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Alaska. This is the second death. The first death occurred earlier this week in Washington state, but was an Alaska resident. One of the biggest casualties of the coronavirus pandemic is fun. There are no sports, no going out to bars or movies, but we live in Alaska, and public health officials say that you can still go outside. And as Nat Hurst with Alaska Public Media reports, they're actually encouraging it within limits.
Okay, we're outside. I'm here with my friend Holly Brooks at an appropriate social distance. I'd say about 5.5 feet.
Ski length away.
Ski length away.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to just demonstrate what is still possible during the coronapocalypse. If you need to free your mind.
That was the sound of me and Holly cross-country skiing down a trail in Talkeetna. I taped it a couple of weeks ago before officials put some of the most extreme health restrictions in place, but the takeaway is still the same. Here's Holly.
The ski trails aren't closed. The mountains aren't closed. It's a great time to get outside and improve your mental health in ways that you can control.
I'm going to admit that at the time I felt a little bit like I was doing something wrong by frolicking outside with friends. But it turns out that I wasn't. I checked.
This is such an unusual thing we're going through. But I know that being outdoors, fresh air, get away from the screen time, all of that is just one of the best things that we can do for ourselves and our kids.
Darcy Harris manages the environmental health section of the Anchorage Health Department, and she says that right now the physical and mental health benefits of outdoor recreation and exercise far outweighs the risk, as long as people are taking the right precautions.
Find places where you can bring your own ball, your own ice skates, your own bicycle to get outside and be able to practice social distancing using your own equipment.
That extends to getting to and from the place where you're recreating. It's not a good time to carpool with people outside your family right now. Health officials I talked to about this had a few other important points, too. First, as much as it might be hard, authorities really don't want kids playing on playgrounds right now. One of the two likely ways the coronavirus spreads is on contaminated surfaces, and that's a particular concern for kids who can be infected but not showing any symptoms. Joe McLaughlin is the state epidemiologist.
We need children to comply with the social distancing mandates and recommendations, because if they don't, they're just going to spread it amongst themselves and to different families.
Second, McLaughlin says people should be very careful about using public bathrooms at trailheads at places like Glen Alps and Anchorage. Those bathrooms have what epidemiologists call high-touch surfaces. Those are spots lots of people can touch and potentially spread germs. The coronavirus has also been found in poop. McLaughlin says you need to either wash your hands after you use a public bathroom or use sanitizer with at least 60% alcohol. He also says people should be aware of wiping their noses with their mittens or hands while they're outside. And then if you're wondering about hawking a loogie or other stuff that involves depositing your bodily fluids directly into the environment,
Please do not do the snot rockets and blow your nose when other people are around. Just, we want people to be really mindful of how this virus transmits and just be conscious of the ways that you can prevent exposing yourself and ways that you can prevent exposing others.
One piece of good news is that health officials don't see pets as a source of infection, but they note they can still carry the germs, so be careful about touching your face if you're going to play with somebody else's dog or cat. Other than that, the big risk of getting COVID-19 is for people who have been in close contact with someone else who has the disease. And that amounts to spending 5 or 10 minutes within 6 feet of someone. So just remember, keep your distance when you're outside, particularly if you see someone coughing or sneezing. And if you have to pass someone on a trail, McLaughlin says, it's probably best just to look away as you go on by. In Anchorage, I'm Nat Hers.
And this just in, Juneau City officials are reporting Juneau's fourth case of COVID-19. The state's Division of Public Health will reach out to anyone who may have come in contact with this individual. We hope to have more information on that case soon. It should be getting easier to get tested for COVID-19 in Juneau going forward. The city and borough of Juneau announced on Friday that it's expanding its criteria for testing to include people who are at medium or low risk for the virus. The expanded criteria now include anyone with fever, cough, or shortness of breath. Testing will only be available by appointment. In a media release, the city asked that anyone with a primary care provider call them first and get a referral, or call the Capital City Fire and Rescue Testing Center. That hotline is 586-6000. You can contact them anytime between noon and 6 p.m. to be evaluated for testing. One of Alaska's largest cultural celebrations is being postponed until 2021. The Sea Alaska Heritage Institute Board of Trustees announced today that they'll postpone celebration over concerns about the spread of coronavirus in Alaska. It was scheduled for mid-June of this year and is planned instead for June of next year. The biennial festival has brought thousands of dancers and visitors to Juneau since 1982. They shared language, food, and vibrant displays of regalia from throughout Alaska, Canada, and the Pacific Northwest. Staff are exploring ways to bring virtual events to the public this year and are asking the public to weigh in with feedback on ideas on how best to do that. 18 Alaska state representatives asked Governor Mike Dunleavy to immediately issue a statewide shelter-in-place order. The representatives sent Dunleavy a letter on Thursday. They recognize that the order would, quote, undoubtedly cause hardship for many Alaskans, but they believe Alaskans are willing to make the necessary sacrifices to keep their communities safe. The letter points out that areas outside organized boroughs lack the legal authority to issue shelter-in-place orders. And the representative said this makes a statewide order necessary. Places like Anchorage, Juneau, and many other municipalities in the state have already instituted orders like this. The representatives thanked Dunleavy for actions he's already taken to keep Alaskans safe, but they wrote that, quote, more must be done, and it must be done quickly.